Now,
WMAL News at 11. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. It's a busy weekend for D.C. police as they've dealt with four separate shooting scenes in a 14-hour span from Saturday afternoon to early this morning. Two incidents were reported in Southeast, one in Southwest, one in Northeast, and police were on the scene this morning at DuPont Circle in Northwest after a shooting reported there just past one this morning. It's likely a pretty busy time for that area. Police haven't released any information about arrests or conditions of the shooting victims. Next year, Fairfax County police officers from two districts will be trying something new. They'll be wearing body cameras as part of a pilot project.
Searches, traffic stops, and calls for service by Fairfax County police officers in two precincts will all be filmed for 3 to 6 months as part of the body camera pilot project. Chief Ed Rossler.
Community stakeholders will be part of the pilot project to help us assess whether or not the policy is working or do we need to tweak it.
By the end of the pilot project, they hope they'll know whether the cameras
effectively reduce use of force applications in the community.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former students at the University of Virginia are accusing a creative writing professor of sexual harassment. The Daily Progress reports two former grad students filed formal complaints with the school this month against author John Casey. He won the National Book Award in 1989 for his novel Spartina. One former student, Emma Eisenberg, says Casey repeatedly touched her and others and made vulgar remarks about women. Eisenberg says Casey's behavior was an open secret at UVA. A school spokesman says they are investigating. Casey himself declined to comment. Who's in charge of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau? For now, there's still no real answer after the outgoing director, Richard Cordray, appointed his chief of staff, while the White House appointed Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney.
The president will ultimately nominate a permanent director who will need to be confirmed by the Senate. With a confirmation, the Trump administration will have a chance to overhaul the bureau, which Republicans have said has too much power and not enough oversight. The CFPB was created after the 2008 financial crisis to protect consumers.
Correspondent Kim Hutcherson. Among the many items on Congress's to-do list between tomorrow and Christmas, keeping the government open. The last temporary spending bill expires on December 8th. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune.
There shouldn't be any discussion about shutting down the government. We can make this thing work. We just need to get people to the table, negotiate it. I think the president's bringing the leadership in the House and the Senate.
Some Democrats, however, want a measure to protect DACA recipients in any spending bill. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says of a possible stalemate.
Let me tell you, I'm not prepared to go home for the holidays until we get our work done.
On Fox News Sunday, Durbin on CNN's State of the Union. Tax deductions for employers that give employees commuting benefits could be going away, and the tax reform bill being debated on the Hill as well. The Washington Post reports it's one of many small benefits that would get the axe under the bill, with lawmakers seeing no need for them, thanks to a big decrease in corporate tax rates. Transit advocates are concerned about the proposed move. Right now, employers can give employees free or discounted transit passes and write it off as a business expense. Rob Healy with the American Public Transportation Association tells the Post they'd like to preserve the benefits as much as possible. And for those who didn't get their deals fixed on Black Friday, you have Cyber Monday tomorrow.
Every year, retailers have been expanding their holiday sales to last longer and longer. But Adobe predicts $6.6 billion in Cyber Monday sales. Best deals? Entrepreneur Magazine says watch for hour-by-hour discounts, also day-long deals on laptops, 4K TVs, and game consoles. I'm Jan Johnson.
Traffic and weather's next.
Ring in 2018 with WMAL at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. Join our very own Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnais at the WMAL New Year's Eve All-Inclusive Gala. Your party package includes hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your all-inclusive party package for two at WMAL.com/New Year. WMAL.com/New Year.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, NextWave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. Don't fight the crowds this Black Friday. Bull & Branch has you covered during our only sale of the year on the world's most comfortable sheets. You get 25% off our already great prices. But it's this weekend only. Don't wait. Go to bullandbranch.com right now. Save 25% at bullandbranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Again, 25% off right now at BowlandBranch.com.
At 11:05, heading back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Steve Greenfield.
It's not even the noon hour yet, but we have plenty going on, like the accident northbound on 270 approaching Route 80, just one lane gets by, and George Avenue and Dawson Avenue with an accident involving an overturned vehicle, several lanes blocked. Outer loop of the Beltway near Leesburg Pike, two lanes are closed off. Then watch for a crash southbound Virginia 95 past Garrisonville Road in the left lane, and a final incident eastbound on I-66 at Nutley Street. Stay to your left. Metro's Tacoma Station closed for 2 weeks. No train service between Silver Spring and Fort Totten. They'll supply a limited number of buses in place of the trains. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy, high 50 today, down to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow looks sunny in the mid-50s. We're at 51 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news is your stock all around the world. We're waiting for the market to open in a second.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, hello, America. It's Coach Pete. This week on the Financial Safari, we're going to talk about a very special study, the fundamentals of retirement planning, and a simple guide to give you a head start. That and much more this week on the Financial Safari. Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
I'm excited to get into the show here. Talking about fundamentals reminds me of trying to conquer the fundamentals when learning to play basketball now.
Oh, yeah?
Not a basketball player. I never conquered them. Now, folks, I am consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb. In studio with me, the coach, America's wealth, finance, and income coach. That is Coach Pete Deruta. We also have in studio Chris Breathauer, better known as Rocket Man. Coach, Chris, welcome in.
You know, one of the things, though, we talk about being able to do what you want to do when you want. I choose to stay home, not because I have to, but because I want to.
Sure.
Same probably with you guys.
Yeah.
But when we get to retirement, we want to make sure that we never run out of money after we retire, after we stop getting paychecks. We want to make sure that we get enough money to do what we want to do, not stay home because we have to stay home.
Yep. Really, truly turn into a retirement, to a staycation instead of something you have to worry about constantly. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah. One of the questions we're asked most is how to create a safe after-retirement income plan. And no wonder, because 9 out of 10 people approaching retirement are concerned about making their savings last. Now,
certainly,
we've been talking about this for a long time, in income planning, how important it is, but the studies that are coming out are verifying, matter of fact, even more than I realized, what we talk about.
Wow.
I always thought maybe 7 out of 10 people were worried about retirement or concerned.
Sure.
9 out of 10.
Wow.
And a big reason is because companies are not giving you a pension anymore.
I was going to ask about that. They've definitely been going the way of the dinosaur, so people are, I guess, waking up to this fact.
Yeah, well, but waking some people, but I've always been here. I'm the guy next to you shaking you. Wake up!
There you go.
You know, that's why we've put our expertise here to work on personalized planning so everyone near retirement or already retired can afford and use to make confident decisions in retirement. In other words, being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. So if you have enough money, life's a whole lot simpler than if you don't have enough money.
There you go. Of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
Remember back in the day when, like, maybe your friends were going out to eat and you didn't have enough money to go out to eat. You know? So you guys go, I'm not hungry. Yeah, you are.
Exactly.
I still remember the days of picking my meal around my date's meal.
Well, so yes. Well, still, when my wife and I go out to eat, we have like 4 favorite restaurants, and my daughter too. So she basically decides. The decision comes from the back seat,
we say. There you go. There you go.
But it's like you've had this happened before, where you get in the car, you start driving to go out to eat, And then I'll ask my wife, where do you want to go? And she'll say, where do you want to go? And then I'll say something, and she says, I don't feel like that.
Yep.
Well, I do, and you didn't have a decision, so
there
we're
you
going.
Go. There you go.
So when we talk about financial planning, though, in retirement planning, personalization is important. So we have our favorite restaurants, and sometimes we can't even agree on that. But when we look at somebody's overall picture in the financial world, we need to make sure they have a diversification model that fits what they're looking for, and that's called personalization of planning, overlooked in the financial world many times, where people go to the big companies and they ask you 5 or 6 questions or maybe 80 questions. Maybe they make you fill out a whole bunch of stuff, feed it all into a computer programming.
Oh.
And out comes the same results they gave the person before you, right?
Oh,
so
Lord.
We have to be careful about that. So a personalized approach means more than just collecting data, throwing it into a program and saying, here's what the program said.
Exactly.
Well,
that takes
emotions out of it.
Exactly.
Well,
that's what I've learned from you, Coach. And Chris, I know you're relatively new to the team here.
Yeah.
Coming in here, your last job, you actually had a 401k.
I did.
And it was one of these typical, throw it into a target year
it was
type.
Cookie cutter, throw it into a target year.
Completely
never heard
not
from
personalized.
The guy managing it.
Yeah. Quote unquote. Yeah.
It's like the old food commercial where the guy would say, set it and forget it. Ronco.
Yeah.
The rotisserie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Set it and forget it. Well, we don't want to forget it, and we want to look at it. We want to make sure it's working like it should. So when we do a proper retirement plan, we need to know exactly how much we can safely spend each year. So this is something that a lot of retirement planners aren't talking about, or financial planners. They're just saying, hey, what are you making? Give it to me. I'll do better.
Wow. Yeah.
And don't worry, you'll be fine in retirement. Well, why would I be fine? You've never asked me what I'm going to spend in retirement.
Exactly.
And I've never told you how much I'm going to need in retirement or want in retirement.
Very
so
important.
We need to find
Very
out
important.
Yeah. Exactly how much you can safely take out of your portfolio and spend each year without worrying about running out of money. And I wrote a special report, and it was published in a financial planning magazine a couple months ago. Figuring Out Your Numbers is the name of the report. And it basically goes through, we need to find out what you need before we tell you what you can get. And if we don't ask you what you need, then how are we going to tell you what you can get, and how's that going to fit? So personalization, customization, knowing your retirement number, knowing what your net worth is, your true net worth, after tax. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think their net worth's a lot higher because they haven't figured taxation in. So we need to come up with a retirement number, money we're going to need to have a successful and enjoyable retirement. And if we're not on the right path, what's the best time to learn to make a change? Now.
Now, yeah. Exactly.
Not waiting till you're down the road. So if you want to, this is a really good report.
It is.
And I'm happy to share it with listeners. If you want to copy this, all you have to do is give us a jingle.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
I got a lot of emails from other advisors because, again, this was in a industry magazine, a financial magazine for financial advisors, saying they really appreciate the fact how I made it so simple to understand, even for them.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot of complicated financial advisors out there. You know, make things overcomplicated a lot of times for that phrase, too. But there's two things that I think people really need to learn and understand completely, not just the way that the definition of the term, but how it applies to their very own portfolio, the money they have put aside in their financial plan and turning their financial plan into a retirement plan, which gives you that income for the rest of your life. So every single year you get income. We call that the financial fill-up. Very, very important. People love that sound, too. I remember that sound. Pulling up to the gas station. I haven't seen many ding-dings out lately, but I mean, that's what that is.
That's
yeah, I haven't heard many.
Now,
but one of the main prescriptions we diagnose people needing is the advance and protect strategy.
Okay.
And that's where you have a certain amount of money. You never want to see it go the other way. You never want to see it go down in value, but you're going to need it to grow. So we need it to advance every year. And then we need to make sure that the advancements it gets, your money grows, it will not shrink the next year or if something happens in the market.
Wow,
so we advance our money, and then we protect our money. And we do this year after year. Like if you look at the shampoo bottle, it says wet hair, lather up, rinse off, and then what does it say?
Repeat.
I once did that. I went through a whole bottle of shampoo. Where's my little drum there?
I love it.
All right, so we're going to talk. We're going to spend some time because we are close to the beginning of a new year. And I think it's the best time of your life, but the best time of the year to get organized and hit the ground running for 2018 is at the end of 2017. Don't procrastinate and put things off and Wait till next year. I still am. I'm a Boston Red Sox fan, but I remember for years and years and years, all my relatives in the New England area would say, wait till next year.
Sure,
and now
sure.
Three World Series later, we're waiting for other people to win now.
There you go, right?
Yeah, we've already got ours for a while. But, you know, it's important to get the right facts. It's important to get the right plan. It's important to understand exactly what's going on in your portfolio.
That's right.
We're going to talk about five key elements that should be in every portfolio on the next segment of the show. But if you are interested in finding out how you could customize and personalize your own plan, not just this cookie cutter method, or maybe you've got an advisor but you're not really sure, we'll give you that second opinion you deserve, and then you can have confidence. I know other people talk about second opinion services or whatever. We'll do this at no cost for you. We'll look at where you are. We'll spread out everything all over our big conference tables. Make sure you understand everything you have. We spend a lot of time educating folks on what their previous advisor or advisors have put them in, and make sure it's the right thing for the right time of your life now. It may have been a great fit 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when the advisor that you had then put you in these places, but maybe they're not the right fit now. So if you're one of the next 10 callers who call in right now, we're going to create a one-page financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not. This is a $999 value. You get it at no cost or obligation. You must have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, and our strategies work excellent for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement. We're also going to take the mystery out of the financial and retirement planning process for you. We're going to do a fee analysis. We'll help identify those hidden fees that are eating up your portfolio. We'll look at a tax analysis, but most importantly, we will design a customized, which means just for you, income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And folks, if you do this, you absolutely will take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, that's a comprehensive financial review. That's a $999 value. If you call in right now, you can be one of those lucky people.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to go through what goes into a true financial prescription.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
When is the best time to claim Social Security benefits? It's certainly not a snap decision, considering Social Security's complex rules. There may be hundreds of thousands of dollars at stake. Because of both the complexities and the high stakes, a qualified financial coach who can help walk folks through this is highly sought after. The problem is that many financial advisors are trained in investing, but few know how to help you make the most of your Social Security benefits. When looking for lifetime, guaranteed, inflation-protected income, the first place to start is Social Security. While Social Security may not be the only thing you utilize to cover this income stream, it most certainly should be the first piece we look at. If they say you shouldn't worry about Social Security because of the amount of other assets you have, this is not true. The average couple receives $556,000 in lifetime Social Security benefits, according to Urban Institute. You would have to have a lot of money set aside for retirement not to care about more than $500,000 in income. Speaking of having a spouse, don't ignore spousal and survivor benefits. A competent financial coach will help you understand strategies such as restricted application and file and suspend to allow you to collect spousal benefits while your own benefit continues to grow. You may be asking, but isn't Social Security going broke? Shouldn't I take it as soon as possible? Whenever Congress has made changes to Social Security in the past, the changes were applied based on your year of birth, not on the year when you started your benefits. The odds are high that you'll get less income over your lifetime, not more, by claiming Social Security benefits as soon as possible. For many people, particularly those with meager retirement savings, this will be the most important retirement planning decision you'll make, more important than investing your savings. It's well worth your time to seek the right professional help and do the job right.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio again alongside Coach Pete DeRuta. He's America's wealth, finance, and income coach. Also in studio with us is Chris Breathauer. And Coach, one of my fondest memories with you is going up to a soda shop. And yep. I believe you got a Cherryade. And it was just great. I enjoyed it. A Cherry Smash, actually, is what it was.
You got the Cherry Smash. I got the Orangeade.
Oh, that's what it was. Yes, yes.
Let's get our facts straight, Thomas.
Anyways,
I love Orangeade. Did I mention Orangeade?
No.
And, you know, this soda shop is in Pittsburgh, right downtown. And the reason we went there is because I saw online. Now, online's useful sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Sometimes it gets in the way, and sometimes it keeps you from doing the right thing. But this got us there, got our head right, as Marty Hensley would say, because they had the recipe from the Ratskeller, the old place
famous
on Franklin Street, that had the best lasagna ever. They've
got
really good lasagna. Now, where were you going on that?
No, so it reminded me of the financial prescription pad. We like to have fun with how we present information.
That's right.
We stylized this thing so it looks like an old soda shop, the way you would take down a prescription, and I just love it. I think it's genius.
Now, before we get into the financial prescription pad, I want to say that we've made a video on this too, and it's called The Video on Retirement, because everything on the prescription pad is the goal is there is to get you not only to retirement but through retirement. We call it Plan to 121. I'm not close to 121. I don't have any clients close to 121, but I want to make sure that if you do live to 121, you're still getting income each and every year. We call it the green flag on the mailbox, or we also call it the financial fill-up. And we have another term for it, too. It's called the financial escalator.
There you go.
Because the escalators are automatic if they're working.
Yeah, exactly.
You get on it, you don't have to walk, it takes you right up to the top, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
And if you wanted to keep going, you get on another escalator, it takes you right up to that top. So, I mean, one escalator after another is how we build financial planning, as opposed to getting on a rickety ladder and hoping to climb that way.
There you go.
Or have a ladder that's attached to something, which is real estate. Maybe you attach a ladder to a house, well, the you can go up in value, but if the house falls, you're in trouble.
Reminds me of 08, yeah.
Yeah, we have a little step ladder on our diagrams when we go through that. Step ladder is maybe two or three steps. And everyone needs a stepladder because it gets you a little bit closer to where you want to go.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And you're safe on a stepladder unless somebody took a screw out or something like that. But that's intermediate money. That's money, emergency money, we hear that called. And you're not going to get anywhere on a stepladder, but you're going to get a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know you're not going down or fall off.
Okay.
So that's the emergency money. That's why people hear emergency accounts, otherwise known as yellow accounts. It's money that's not growing, really. If you have it in a bank, you're lucky to get 1%, but it's not shrinking either.
Yeah.
Very sturdy. You're not going anywhere. But then the escalator. Wouldn't it be great to have one in your house?
Wouldn't it?
You wouldn't have to get on that thing that I've seen in the back of the magazines where you sit in that little chair and it takes you up
the
stairs.
Sure. Yeah.
They made fun of that on the Minion movie, I think, didn't they? Where the little guys going up the
yes, they did. Yeah, yeah, they did.
What was that? Despicable Me.
Yeah.
So what's the main problem with a 401k plan?
Well, it goes back to the statistics that you pulled up. Yeah, exactly. Well, you were talking about how 9 in 10 out of Americans want that recurring guaranteed income.
Actually, there's 3 main problems.
Give me time.
I'll come over for it.
Yeah, no, tell me. Yeah.
All right, so these are the bombs that are going off in your plan. They're time bombs. Here, that's my favorite bomb. It's non-threatening. It's really good. But, all right, so number one is that every penny, unless you do Roth IRA, every penny you've put in your 401k is 100% taxable when you take it out.
No doubt. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a big thing.
It is.
May not seem like much now, but think about that. It could eat up what you thought was your retirement plan.
Yeah.
Number two is every penny in your 401k plan, unless you take the non-risk option, which is basically just sitting there and doing nothing, looking at you with sad eyes saying, I'm just sitting over here not doing anything, because they don't offer any good, safe alternatives that grow.
Sure.
So every penny in the 401k is at the mercy of the market.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want your retirement dependent on the market going up every day?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, we need to isolate some. That's called explore money.
Exactly.
It has a chance to go very high, but it also has a chance to go very low.
Yeah.
It does not have Advance and Protect built into it, so it's not going to, you know, it's not going to go up every year.
Sure.
Or it may not. Or what you got this year may lose next year.
Right, exactly.
You know, when I'm talking to my clients, I want to make sure that when we meet, let's say we meet in 2017 and we go over to value, when we meet with 2018, they better have just as much, if not more, building for retirement.
There you go.
Not less. Not saying, well, your market didn't do too well, so your retirement's 30% down.
Sure,
but
sure.
But just keep holding, everything will be fine.
Ugh.
See you next year.
Yeah, right.
No, that's not good.
No, it's not.
You'd have 365 days of not much sleep if somebody told you that.
Precisely.
Or you better,
precisely.
Because that's not good.
Yeah. So, well, it sounds to me like you're just listening to what people actually want out of their retirement planning, which, again, going back to that survey, you're
again,
solving the
want.
Problem
yep.
that 9 out of 10 Americans desperately want, especially since, I mean, pensions, they're just, unless maybe you work for the state or something, but they're just not out there anymore.
Yeah. So we need to know, again, to go along with a prescription, is exactly how much you can safely spend each year.
Mm,
oh, by the way, when we talk about the 401k, get back to the 401k. So
yeah,
we've covered tax. There's three things that are not good for the 401k. Number
right.
one is it's 100% taxable.
No doubt, yeah.
Number two is it's not guaranteed. You can lose money in there. And number three is you don't have a lifetime income built in.
Yeah.
There's no financial escalator available. But the good news, and there is good news, believe it or not. All right, happy. Yeah, that's what good
time. It works.
That when you – Congress has been generous enough to say if you ever leave your job
– right.
Your 401k, your 403b, your TSP, they are fully portable if you leave. So you can move them into your own IRA accounts, individual retirement accounts. Now, one of the things you don't want to do if you're leaving a job is cash that in. Cash in your 401k and just take the cash. You have a, if you're under 59 and a half, you have a 10% early withdrawal penalty.
Whoa, okay.
And then every single penny is taxable.
As well, wow.
So you have 60 days. If you actually take it out yourself, you have 60 days to put it in your own IRA, or you have the 10% penalty if you're under 59 and a half, and it's all taxable.
Mm.
Now, I'm saying you don't want to take it out and spend it. A lot of people say, I only worked there 5 years. I'm going to take out this $30,000, and we're going to go have some fun.
Yeah.
Well, really, it's not $30,000 when you get done with paying the 10% penalty and pay tax on it. You really only had about $25,000.
There you go.
You get a big tax hit, and now you don't have a retirement account anymore.
Wow.
So they made it portable. If you leave the employer, or if you are still there, if you love your job and you're still there putting money in, at 59 and a half, you can keep your 401k open and keep continuing to put money in and continue to get the match.
Get the match, yep.
But you can sweep out a portion of the money you've already accumulated into your own IRA account.
Ah, okay.
Now, why would somebody want to do that? Hey, my company's been great to me. They give me these 15 options in the 401k, and I'm happy with them.
Well, this reminds me of your problem, Chris. There just weren't many options inside your particular one. Is that a common thread with
401k? Yeah, there aren't many options. And so keep in mind, there are about 10,000 real options out there, and you get maybe 15 to 30 in your 401k.
Yeah. Come on.
One of the main options that's overlooked most of the time is a true retirement option.
Okay.
If I put a certain money, certain amount of money aside today, how much could I know with certainty I'll get as income, predictable streams of income throughout my life at a future date? Well, they don't have that in a 401k.
Wow.
But you can get that if you're 59 and a half. You can sweep some of that money into your own retirement account, which has financial fill-ups and green flags on the mailbox. And we call it financial cruise control because every single year you know what your money's growing by and you know what will come out for a lifetime income you can never outlive. For, here's another term, spousal continuation. So an IRA is an individual retirement account, but there are certain specialized accounts out there. You know what individual means? You.
Yeah.
So if you're husband and wife, well, you get an income and then you die, your spouse is out of luck.
Oh, okay.
But there's certain special accounts, even though they're individual retirement accounts, IRAs, that have spousal continuation built in. That means you get an income. When you die, your spouse continues to get that same income.
Wow.
How important is that? How important should that
important
be?
For me, yeah. Let my wife answer that.
That should be the most important thing, and that's the most overlooked thing that I see in the retirement community and the financial world, is people not knowing that they had that advantage available to them if they had their money in the right place.
And that's why it's important to connect with someone like you, Coach, who has 26 years' experience in the financial arena.
Yeah, very, very important. Here, Thomas, I want to do this. I mean, we've had a great show so far. I want to make sure to get this video in people's hands. So if you're one of the next 20 callers who call in right now, we'll follow a three-step process to create a comprehensive financial and retirement plan that aligns with your financial goals and values. First, we're going to understand what money means to you. Again, we want to see where you are in the money spectrum, what you like, and how it fits into your life. Then we'll organize your finances so you have a clear picture of where you currently stand right now. That is the most important thing. It's the most overlooked aspect of the financial world. I talk to people who have no idea where they are and if they're doing the right thing.
Wow.
Okay, number two, we'll talk about your financial goals and your retirement goals. What are your short, medium, and long-term goals? What are your dreams? What do you really want to do? We'll work together to clarify your goals so that they are crystal clear and tangible. Very important. That means they're gonna happen.
Yeah.
All right. And third and finally, we'll create an actionable step plan to get you on the path towards financial independence. Mm-hmm.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the financial prescription pad. We're also going to go over the 401k 10-point checklist for baby boomers.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Byrne. Survivors of Friday's mosque attack in Egypt are describing intense gunfire that followed explosions and stampedes as people ran for the exits. 305 people were killed, over 100 more injured at the hands of what looked to be ISIS-affiliated attackers.
The funerals are already underway for that attack on the Rauda Mosque in northern Sinai Friday afternoon, and Egypt is already responding with airstrikes, claiming that they have hit some of the vehicles that were used in the attack.
That's correspondent Ben Weidman. It's been a while since big tobacco companies were allowed to have TV and newspaper ads. They are back today, but with a twist.
The full-page ads appear in 50 daily newspapers and primetime television.
Smoking causes heart disease, emphysema, acute myeloid leukemia, and cancer of the mouth, esophagus, larynx, lung, stomach, kidney, bladder, and pancreas.
Philip Morris, R.J. Reynolds, among other companies, appealed a 2006 ruling that ads must discuss the dangers of smoking. It all began in 1999 with a Justice Department ruling that said tobacco companies intentionally deceive the public about the effects of smoking. The ads begin today. Pat Piper, Washington.
No Redskins action today as they get set for another Thursday night matchup this week in Dallas, but you have some other choices today.
Two teams that are playing much better than expected highlight Week 12, the Saints at the Rams, a battle of first-place squads. Earlier in the day, the Patriots host the Dolphins. Both the Bills and Chiefs look to get back on track in Kansas City, and the Bucks face the Falcons in Atlanta. The red-hot Steelers are home for tonight's national game with the Packers in town. Tomorrow night, it's the Texans and Ravens on Monday Night Football. The Vikings, Chargers, and Redskins were winners on Thanksgiving Day. Every team will play in the remaining weeks of the regular season since all teams have now had their bye weeks. I'm Joe Ramsey.
At 11:32, checking on traffic and weather first, back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center we go with Steve Greenfield.
Indeed, I'm here, and you want to stay away from the northbound side of 270 by Route 80. An accident has just one lane getting by. A crash at Georgia Avenue and Dawson Avenue. Overturned vehicle, several lanes blocked. South on Virginia 95 past Garrisonville Road, left lane blocked with a crash. And an additional incident eastbound on I-66 at Nutley Street. Stay to your left. Delays go back to Route 50 Lee Jackson Highway. Meanwhile, Metro's Tacoma Station is now closed for 2 weeks. No trains between Silver Spring and Fort Totten, but as both Steves have been mentioning, there's limited bus service replacing those trains. Now, from GarageToRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today as we get up to a high right around 50, or in the mid-50s for some of us, down to the mid-30s overnight tonight. Tomorrow looking sunny, highs in the mid-50s again. Tuesday, high sunny and high right around 60. Wednesday, we're partly cloudy into the low 60s. Right now, 51 in Woodbridge, 50 in Bethesda. We're at 53 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news, stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets,
fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030. Now, Coach, you are a very creative individual. That's something I've learned working with you over the years. Love this financial prescription pad that we're talking about here. The terms on it, advance and protect, financial MRI. These things are very engaging. They're interesting to read, of course, but there's a lot of content. There's a lot of depth behind them as well.
Well, the most favorite thing I like to do is creating customized retirement plans for folks because they're all different. I've never had one exactly the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been pretty similar sometimes, but then people's desires are different. So we tinker with things to make sure that the income, maybe you need higher income, maybe you want lower income, maybe you want to make sure there's money left to the children or grandchildren. Maybe you want to go on exotic vacations. We need to make sure we build enough income in there for there. Number one, we'll tell you if it's possible or not based on where you are now. And we've done this many times. We've helped people make a navigation change, a course change, because they were going the wrong way. And each and every year that you pay a fee that you shouldn't pay or don't have to pay, do you think that hurts your future retirement plan? What do you think, Chris? Yes or no?
Yes, it definitely does.
Judges? All right. Good job. No, it is. I mean, so if you're paying fees you don't need to pay and you're not getting a benefit from it, why are you paying the fees?
Exactly.
You know, maybe it's nice to see your advisor in a new car every year. I don't know. Maybe that makes you happy.
Well, you know, I love being here because I'm able to talk to you, Coach, talk to our retirement wealth strategist, Marty Hensley, Parker Holland, folks like that. And it amazes me to hear the stories of folks coming in, finding out the amount of fees they're paying. Folks who really think they understand their financial plans, they're absolutely flabbergasted by what they're paying.
Yeah. And then, you know, one of the things we do is we point out we've got something we call the 7 financial blind spots. We have a video series and workbook series, and we'll give that away in a minute, by the way.
Yeah.
But one of the main aspects or one of the chapters in here is looking at the true cost of fees. All right. There's nothing fun about paying fees. Let's get that out of the way right now. And
no doubt.
Really don't get anything else. You don't get more if you pay more fees many times. Matter of fact, you end up with less. But we looked at when we studied this and we built spreadsheets and we looked at 30 years. What paying too much in fees could cost you over 30 years? Now, 1 year is bad enough.
Sure.
And maybe you're 10 years into paying too much in fees. Wouldn't it be great to find out now so the next 20 years you're paying a lot less in fees or no fees at all?
Absolutely.
But let's look at – my dad's a physics professor, so he likes to do experiments in what he calls a vacuum. And that means you change one thing and one thing only, and you make all the other systems and everything else exactly the same. So you change one little thing, and then you can see the true results of what that one thing happens.
Sure.
All right, so our vacuum is a static environment that has 6% interest on each one of these three accounts.
Okay.
The only thing we're changing is the amount of fees that come out.
Okay, sure.
Okay, we're starting each account with $200,000, and we're compounding it every single year.
Okay,
right? So compounded, no funny business on anything else.
Sounds good.
All right, so the first account, again, starting with $200,000, at the end of 30 years, there's no fees in this account.
Okay.
All right, at the end of 30 years, earning 6% per year, it is $1,148,000.
Oh, my gosh,
that's
wow.
Pretty good match.
That is incredible.
Match. Started with $200,000, didn't add any new money to it, just let it grow.
Wow.
The interest compounded that high. The second account had 2% in fees.
Okay.
Okay. At the end, and again, it gained 6% per year, started with $200,000. At the end of 30 years, $647,000.
Whoa.
Now,
interesting. Okay.
We had the zero fee account, we had $1.14 million.
Right.
And now we have $647,000 in the 2% fee.
Wow.
Just to throw one in, if we had 1% fee, it would be $863,000.
Okay.
Still a difference of almost $300,000 because you're paying 1% fee. But the main culprit, and we see this many times in some accounts still, 3% in fees a year.
Really?
If you started with $200,000, went 30 years down the road,
$484,000.
Not good. You cost more than half your value without even – and this is just assuming you're not going to have any market risk, right? This is just the fees coming
exactly,
in.
Exactly.
So you lost more than half your value by having an advisor charge way too much in fees.
Well, I will say it makes no sense. I just bought
a blind spot.
Yeah, I just bought a home coach, and everybody was fighting for that lower interest rate, right? So it's funny that folks will just let fees slip by and just let them flow under the bridge when we fight and struggle for those things. Maybe they just seem more obvious when it's in a mortgage. Folks just don't notice. What's your experience with that?
Yeah, well, I'm a big proponent of the no closing cost mortgage.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And so, therefore, you're not paying any closing costs. You pay for the appraisal up front, but they give you the money back at closing.
Yep.
And so I basically – my first interest rate was 8% when my first house in 1996.
Okay.
And then I bought a new house, and it was 6%. Then the rates went down, so I refinanced again. No closing costs, 4%.
Yeah.
My very last one, 15 years – this was 4 years ago – 15-year mortgage – 2.99%. No closing costs.
Oh, wow.
Closing
sub
costs. I don't think we'll ever see any lower, but if I do, I'll refinance again because it doesn't cost me anything.
There you go.
So you don't have to live there for years and years just to break even for all the closing costs you pay.
Exactly.
Now, one of the other things I've done, and we do this, we do a lot of mortgage planning for people. We help them make sure they're making the right choices.
Yeah.
But not only did I get it, and I don't know if it's smart or not because I'm at 2.99%. So maybe I'm a dummy here. I might get a Dunce Award. But what I'm doing is I took in my payments like $3,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that and divided it by 12. And so I give 1/12 of an extra payment per month to my mortgage.
Okay, yeah.
And I tell them to apply it right to principal. And because of that, when I refinance, my loan would be paid off at 11.4 years instead of 15 years.
That has to feel incredible. That's awesome.
And you don't have to pay anyone for this biweekly mortgage service or that. You do it yourself. You tell the bank, here's a little extra money.
Wow.
I want you to apply it towards principal. Now, you have to babysit them, make sure they're not applying it to future interest.
Uh-huh.
That's a dirty trick. But think about that. But here's why I think I'm dumb, though. You want to know why Coach thinks he's dumb?
I would love to know.
Go ask his wife. Here we go. No. All right, so interest rates are only 2.99, so I've got the bank on the hook for accepting my very small payment for 15 years, yet I'm going to pay it off early and let them off the hook. But I'll have a peace of mind knowing my house is paid off.
Gotcha.
All right? So, we call this a good problem to have.
Sure.
2.99, pretty good. I think I hit it right about where
–
I think right after I hit it, maybe went down to 2.8 something for no closing costs. Now, if you paid closing fees, I could have got maybe 2.6 something, but I would have had to come out of pocket $6,000 or $7,000.
Sure.
I saved $6,000 or $7,000 over and over again by refinancing down. So it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
We do pay a lot of attention to mortgages, but think about this. We're looking at somebody with a hypothetical 401k balance of $200,000.
Right.
If they have too many fees coming out, they're never going to get to retirement the way they want it to be.
Exactly. Yeah?
And so we call it like the person that had no fees, they'll have over $1 million. And if they do the right income planning and Accord Explore and Advance and Protect, they'll never have any problems in retirement. They'll have income they can live on forever and have an income plan. But the person who only has less than $500,000 in this same example, they may be on the side of the road with a little red gas can looking for a financial fill-up they can't get.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
So because they're going to get half the income in retirement because they are paying three times the fees building up to retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person who benefited from this was their advisor that put him in the wrong place,
mm-hmm.
not the person. And so that's why we are true fiduciaries here, because we want to make sure people get on the right path for the right time of their life. And so, Thomas, if people want we have a video series. It's a 7-part video series and workbook and guidebook. Folks, you could save yourself hundreds of thousands of dollars over your lifetime by reading this, because we do deal with mortgages in here too.
Absolutely.
And how to save the proper way.
We do.
7 financial blind spots. All right, I want to touch on a couple things here on the financial prescription pad, then we'll cover the rest on the next segment. But we talked about the Advance and Protect strategy, how vitally important that is for people that are really wanting a retirement they don't have to worry about.
Mm, yeah.
You know, if you're advancing and protecting the money and not being at the whims of the tidal wave that could come and wipe out portfolios, and it's not like we haven't seen this. We saw it in year 2000, and we saw it 2007, 8, 9, where people were going right along fine, building this gigantic sandcastle on the beach, only to see a big wave come in and wipe it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to spend my retirement rebuilding my sandcastle. I want to be in a very stone castle with a big moat around it where I know nothing's going to happen bad to my portfolio.
Well, exactly. And that's the thing you taught me, Coach, is it may feel good, you know, having this plan that you think is going to work in your early, late 60s, you know, things like that. But what matters is when you get to 92, 95, you know, 89, these are the years that you don't want to have to degrade. Let's just be real. The food you're eating. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, right?
Yeah.
So it all works
yeah.
together to make sure you have the proper plan for the proper time of your life, and it readjusts and reallocates every year to make sure you're on the path that you want to be on to give you the income that you need to have a successful and enjoyable retirement, not one where you're just getting by. Talked to way too many people who had the wrong plan, never had a financial MRI, never had financial x-rays done to their portfolio, never understood the hidden fees, the termites that existed in there, and were in the wrong place. So, folks, you really owe it to yourself to get your very own customized plan done, and we'll do that as a radio listener. We've been here for a long, long time on the radio, even longer in the financial arena, never had a complaint for a reason, because we listen. We listen to what you say. We help you diagram where you are right now. But more importantly, we design a plan that makes sense for you, not today, not just today and tomorrow, but for generations to go in the future, not just your generation, but your kids and grandkids a lot of times. So we review your tax returns to uncover tax issues like IRAs, capital gains, and Social Security taxes. And, folks, if you are one of the next 20 callers who call now, we'll do that for you. We'll also do a retirement income plan. We'll establish goals and money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle in retirement. We'll also do a risk analysis. We will look at what your true costs and fees and your calculated risk exposure is as your portfolio exists today. It was like that book that said, eat this, not that, right?
Yeah.
We'll look at your portfolio. We'll say, do this, not that. And many times that is what you're doing now.
There you go.
We'll show you what to do the right way to get going the right way to have that true, comfortable retirement for the rest of your life. The next 20 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million. But we never turn anyone away. Thomas, give them the number up.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how to retire worry-free, a new book that's out that I have, 101 pages.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Ever dreamed of starting your own business with a truly original product and pitching your idea to the business sharks on TV's Shark Tank? Don't worry, we all have. Shark Tank is an American reality television series that shows aspiring entrepreneur contestants as they make business presentations to a panel of shark investors. These investors can choose to invest or not, often breaking the hearts of struggling business ventures. The contestants can make deals on a show if a panel member is interested, but if all the sharks are out, the entrepreneur leaves empty-handed. For these entrepreneurs, pitching to the Shark Tank could be their last hope for making their business successful. Shark Tank has now aired 6 seasons, but there's a lot you might not know about the show, which premiered on ABC in 2009. Did you know, for example, that both Japan and England had versions of the show before it aired in the U.S.? Tigers of Money premiered in Japan in 2004, and Dragon's Den aired in Manchester the following year. While each country chose different animal imagery, the concept remained the same. As for the American TV series, while the current cast of investors seems natural and instantaneous, with Barbara Corcoran, Mark Cuban, Lori Greiner, Robert Herjavec, Damon John, and Kevin O'Leary, the cast took some finagling to work out. For example, Mark Cuban didn't start swimming with the sharks until season 2, and Lori Greiner started as a guest in the 3rd season. The sharks amass a mix between $40 million and $3 billion in net worth, and needless to say, they represent many different industries and business models in the finance world. If you haven't already, make sure you check out an episode or two of Shark Tank. And while you're at it, sit down with a financial coach today to be certain that you won't be needing help from the sharks anytime soon. Plan for your retirement properly today.
This is such a blow to investors. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets,
long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Thanksgiving, to me, is a lot more fun holiday than Christmas time is, because there's a lot less pressure of having to go visit everybody.
Yeah, there is, most certainly. Yeah.
And, you know, when our daughter reached 4 years old, we told my in-laws and my parents, if you want to see my daughter on Christmas, you have to come see her. Because I was one of three boys growing up, and I know we would get up at the crack of dawn, we'd open a couple presents, and Dad would say, get in the car, and we were gone for the rest of the day. Yeah. Or a week, we'd maybe go from North Carolina to New England.
Sure.
And our presents were still at our tree, because our parents had the pressure of having to go visit every single person without trying to make people mad, right?
Yeah.
So you spend maybe 45 minutes at one in-law's house, and you go to the other one and spend an hour, you're in trouble.
Yep, there you go.
By the time you get home, you forget what you got.
Yeah. So it's a fun time, but, you know, life can be just as fun every day if we have the right plan in place. And to me, when I look at holiday season, it's sort of like being retired, because you get up when you want to get up, and you do what you want to do if you have enough money to do it, or you don't.
Exactly.
Right? And so, like we said earlier on the show, we all are staying home during the holidays because we want to.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Take some stress out of it.
We could fly to the islands if we want to, but what fun is that? I think it's fun. Now, 1 year we did go on a Thanksgiving cruise on Disney.
Really?
My daughter was 4 years old.
Yeah.
It was very strange to be sitting on a cruise ship. These people, most of the people working on the cruise ship are not from America, so they don't understand what Thanksgiving is. And sitting there on a boat in the middle of the Caribbean watching the football game. You know how the football, that's a guy thing, right? So it was fun. So we want to make sure retirement's like that too. So we have, I put together this financial prescription pad to make sure people are on the right path. And if not, get them on the right path.
Exactly.
Sort of like a chiropractor for your financial backbone, making sure that we adjust it the right way. Why would Coach Pete say that? Because his back's been hurting lately. Everything I talk about on the show has relevance, by the way.
It does. I just don't come up with this stuff.
It does. It's because of my real world examples.
There you go.
So I want to talk about the total retirement plan.
Sure.
And that's on the financial prescription pad. It's a 22-step process. And when people hear that, they say, I'm not going to come in for 22 appointments. It's all handled in 2 to 3 appointments.
Wow, really?
All behind the scenes. But I want you to know 22 things really do happen behind the scenes. And from Social Security analysis, making sure you're taking the right options on Social Security, to looking at your long-term care plans. How much is long-term care going to cost? It's going to be expensive.
Yeah, it's a very big deal, yes.
What do most people do? Now, 9 out of 10 people are worried about retirement, but what do 9 out of the other 10 people do? They don't think about long-term care.
Yeah, there you go. The stats are out there. Come on, yeah.
And I don't blame them. You know why? Because long-term care insurance is expensive.
It is.
There's no guarantees in place. Mm-hmm. They raise the rates. They try to get rid of you right when you need them the most.
Ugh.
And it wasn't set up like that originally. That's not how long-term care insurance was originally sold. It was saying people would pay a certain rate. They thought that rate was guaranteed for life. And all of a sudden, funny business happened, and it's not guaranteed
really?
For life.
Really? Wow.
And the insurance companies have been pulling out like crazy. They didn't anticipate how expensive it was going to be to administer long-term care. It is very expensive for these facilities.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of 24-hour medical care or having custodial care, someone there to help you do things. It's not cheap. One of the things that we look at, though, is the life insurance industry has stepped up to the plate. And they have made some of the new life insurance policies. This is very important because a lot of people, they hear life insurance, they're not listening anymore.
Sure. Wake them up, Coach.
Folks. All right. Now, this is the presidential plan on life insurance. No, what we need to do, though, is look at what life insurance really is.
Okay.
And it is, it was there for the living. You buy the policy for yourself. And so the beneficiary is usually children, grandchildren, spouses, whatever. What if you were a beneficiary, too, when you're living?
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
That would
so that's the way the new policies are set up. It's
really?
Called a living benefit. So let's say you have $1 million life insurance policy.
Sure.
So if you die, someone's going to make $1 million.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
By the way, you don't want to be worth more dead than alive. You don't want to tell people about that. But here's why it makes a lot of sense. All right. So then you have a long-term care event, which 2 out of 3 of you listening – so if you're in a car, make sure you're not going too fast, but look to your left or right, and somebody in that car is going to need long-term care, maybe
exactly.
both of you,
yep.
or maybe all 5 of you. I don't know how many people in your car, but I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of people going to need long-term care.
Yeah, that's true.
2 out of 3 is what the most recent numbers are.
That's right.
And, you know, the person who suffers the most is not the person who needed long-term care. It was the person that was living with them that supplied that long-term care,
mm-hmm.
usually sweat equity. They don't have long-term care policy.
There you go.
They can't afford a facility. Guess who does the long-term care stuff?
Yeah.
It's a spouse.
Exactly.
So if you had the proper life insurance policy, you could reach into that policy each year, take some of the death benefit. Again, you're still alive.
Wow.
Take some of the death benefit and use that to pay for your long-term care facility.
That's incredible.
That is amazing.
People have to love that.
It is the absolute best thing I've ever seen. It is a Swiss Army knife for the financial world.
Sure is, yeah.
And it is underutilized because people don't realize it. All right, let's say you never use it for that. I don't need that because I don't think I'm going to need long-term care. Well, if you pass away, your next of kin's going to get $1 million
back. Just get the full, nice. Okay,
all right,
let's say,
hey, I don't need that. I don't care. I'm not going to leave people rich and all that. Well, let's say if you get the right life insurance policy, that will build a cash value that can come out tax-free for you while you're here.
Yeah.
So what is the best retirement that I've always said? Tax-free retirement.
Tax-free. Always.
So it is a triple play in the positive direction, and you can never be kicked out and as long as you pay your premiums, and you'll never have a rate increase, which you do on long-term care. Mm-hmm. So why would anyone want a traditional long-term care policy when they could get a life insurance policy from a really good – these are powerful life insurance companies, not little rinky-dink ones.
There
we don't like U.S. minnows when it comes to life insurance retirement planning. These are big A-plus rated companies that have built in the living benefit, which – you know, the insurance companies – well, people say, well, Coach, why are they doing it? How can they afford to do that? Well, once you give an insurance company premium and then accept you as a policyholder, they know they're going to have to pay that their claim eventually, either to your beneficiaries or to you.
Mm-hmm.
So they want you to live as long as possible because they can give you little amounts for your long-term care instead of giving somebody $1 million.
Oh, there you go.
So it makes a lot of sense. Now, here's another thing. If you take out – let's say you had 5 years of long-term care. You took out $100,000 a year out of your $1 million policy.
Okay.
You had a lot more comfortable retirement. Your spouse was very it was good because they didn't have a lot of stress. They knew the money was there, and then you pass away.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so you had $1 million policy. You've taken $500,000 out. What's left for your next of kin? $500,000.
If I'm tracking,
So it's not too good to be true. When you're taking money out for you, there's going to be less for somebody else. But you never would have had that money for yourself if you didn't have the policy.
Well, and I think a lot of folks aren't, like you're saying, they're just not aware of these options. Chris, you go back to, you know, having the 401k. Yeah. I had one at my previous job as well. We don't hear about these things, Coach. We really don't.
The most important thing I've ever seen for people, and you really need to find out about it if you have, and a lot of people have a life insurance policy now that does not have this benefit.
Sure, yeah.
So don't cancel your current policy, but do get a review.
There you go.
We'll do a life insurance MRI for you to see what's in your policy, what could happen to your policy, and see if it would make sense to move to a different policy for you and your family. So if you're interested in that, give us a call. We're more than happy to do it. No cost or obligation. It does take us time, but we'll waive that fee to make sure you're in the right place for your family and yourself.
Absolutely. Folks, that number is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
I think that's the very best topic we covered this week, because one or two people there are listening to this and they're saying, gosh, I really do need this.
It's going to matter.
Or I just got a rate increase. Maybe a couple hundred people just got a rate increase from their long-term care policy.
Maybe, yeah.
And the beauty of this is no rate increases. Once you're in, they can't kick you out.
Yeah.
And now you know with surety you've got your long-term care covered. And or at least start, if you have $1 million policy, that's about $100,000 a year. Now, long-term care could get more expensive, but at least you have a head start.
Exactly.
Ahead of everybody else.
Certainly, yeah.
And so we like to make sure that our listeners are taken care of, and that's one of the reasons why we do that. And here's one more reason. If you are one of the next 25 people who call in right now as we leave for the week, we will do for you, we'll create your very own one-page financial review. Now, this will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not. And keep in mind, this is a $999 value. We're going to give it away absolutely free and complimentary with no obligation to the next 25 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Now, our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement, but $200,000 gets you at a very good start. What this will consist is taking the mystery out of the retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We're also going to run that fee report. Now, we talked about that earlier in the show.
We did, yes.
And fees can eat up your portfolio. And so it's very important to know if you're overpaying or not. And why wouldn't you want to know right now
exactly.
rather than down the road? We'll do that at no cost for you, too. The fee report will help you untangle what working with your current planner or plan or advisor is currently costing you, and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. If you're not losing money, you're gaining money. Very, very important. Tax analysis will do that as well, but the most important part of this whole review is we'll create a customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income, and it takes the worry out of living in retirement if you do it the right way. Folks, again, it's a $999 value, comprehensive financial and retirement review for the next 25 callers.
finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Well, for Chris the Rocket Man and T-Money Thomas Lipscomb, this is Coach Pete hoping you enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll see you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
Did you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.